I invite you to rise in body or in spirit, and let's join in our opening carol, O Come All Ye Faithful, but let's not sing the Latin verse. Ready? Not ready. Christmas is upon us. The celebration waits neither for schedules nor for psyche's preparation. Nature's symmetry, rhythmic rounding toward light, isn't reflected inevitably. The human heart seasons travel an irregular course. Christmas may coincide exactly when life least moves to joyful proclamation. Nonetheless, Christmas is upon us, arriving precisely when long night is darkest, coldest, loneliest, it comes. It comes to break open our lonely restraint. It comes to break down our cold resistance. It comes to break in upon our dark resistance. Unprepared, let Christmas reside in our midst, dwell among us, inhabit our lives with warmth and light. Ready, not ready, prepare your eyes to hear, eyes to see, hearts to receive, hands to serve. Christmas healing annunciation, lying within, through, beyond despair, is here. Peace, goodwill, love. And it's in this spirit tonight that we light our chalice.
My job today is to welcome you all and to make sure you turn off your cell phones. So if everyone would please check, make sure your cell phones are on silence or turned off completely. Thank you. And I just want to let you know that this is our annual Christmas Eve service that happens annually the day after my birthday. So welcome, everyone.
The White Wolf of Winter. When the White Wolf of Winter stalks through the snow with the dead year in its mouth, when the days grow short as a dying soul's breath, when earth is iron and water is stone, when cold kills and darkness overwhelms the spirit in us, then it is that the strange thing happens. Out of the depths of despair, joy blossoms. Out of December death, life bursts forth. For Christmas comes. Christmas comes like a star in the east, like an angel singing, like a God assuming mortality, like all the impossible things that mystify the mind and secretly delight the heart. Now the carols ring and the children shout. Now the candles shine and the fires burn bright on the Christmas hearth. And now the white wolf slinks away into the night and, crouching in the darkness, watches hopelessly its prey. For even a beast can recognize defeat, and in some dumb, incoherent way, know that life has conquered death.
The darkness of the year comes upon us, and then Christmas, the festival of light, the celebration of a simple birth, the celebration of a single star, the celebration of ageless hope, and the light shines in the darkness. In this time when the days grow short, the time of the long night, and the darkness and the cold light in our hearts, the light of faith.
We have faced each one our own times of darkness. We have been discouraged and lonely. We have been afraid. Yet we trust that we too will find light for our darkness and turn again to life with courage and with faith.
Let us rise in body or in spirit and sing Dark of Winter, number 55.
Christmas story from the books of Matthew and Luke. It came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all should go to the cities of their birth to be counted and taxed. Joseph and Mary, his espoused wife, who was great with child, went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into the city of David, which was called Bethlehem. So it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she would give birth. And she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. There were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks. And the angel of God came to them and said, "Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For you, unto you is born this day a Savior." Suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to all and goodwill." The shepherds went with great haste to see what had come to pass. They found Mary and Joseph, and with them the babe lying in the manger. When they had seen it, they made it known to all, and praised God for what they had heard and seen. There also came three strangers from the east, who had heard of the birth of the child. A star went before them, till it came and shone over the young child. When they saw the child, they fell down and wondered at him. And they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And Mary the mother saw all that had happened and pondered it in her heart.
Christmas has come once more to the earth. Light in our hearts, the light of hope. Let us remember that the great and holy may sometimes be found in unlikely and unaccustomed places, and that from the most humble beginnings, children come who carry within them the seeds of greatness and great light. As we remember that in each one of us an unquenchable and eternal light burns, may we recognize the importance and promise of every child who is born into the world. We will now sing hymn number 237, The First Noel.
Sing. This is a good season for singing. I may not sing very well, but everybody knows the Christmas carols, and I can just sing and get away with it. Nobody notices unless I refuse altogether. This is also a good reason for telling stories. The stories I like best are both lifelike and a little fantastic, believable, unbelievable, and sometimes both at once. They let me imagine something other than hard facts that just say what is. The idea of angels singing and animals talking for a holy babe in a barn and laid in a manger allows me to love a little while in a world where everything is different and get away with it. A most amazing recognition. I can get away with it. Life allows me, lets me go again and again, for we are set at liberty. This is a good season for believing that something happened, and everything is different now. I don't have to be bigger better or more beautiful than anybody. I can love somebody and get away with it. And what is it? It is only what I want in my heart of hearts, like loving, like being changed, like singing and having a story to tell. And once I have let myself go, I can no longer pretend that I am not allowed to be myself in the community of giving and receiving. Such a life of freedom and love, is the first and the greatest gift.
At this time of the giving of gifts, lovingly made and carefully chosen, at this time when we share with one another that which is the best and dearest to us, light in our hearts, the light of love, heal in our hearts the wounds of misunderstanding, mistakes, regrets, help us to reach out with joy and grace for the gifts which love and life offer us, and sustain our hopes and labors toward that time. When all people shall be joined in a world of compassion and peace, may we share this Christmas the best of who we are with those we love. May we live in gratitude for the priceless gifts of life.
Let us join together in singing "It Came Upon the Midnight Clear," number 244.
Thank you. practicing the scales of rejoicing. We had forgotten how to sing until angel voices from mythical realms of glory split the night with their song. We had forgotten how dark and deep the night until the pure light of a birthing star opened our unseeing eyes. We had forgotten the miracle of new life until some unknown poet caught and sang the mystery. How weary our step until the quickening holy day season. How routine our stride before hearing a different song in the night. How burdened with habit, now infused with time-honored freshness. For the time being, I see a magical night of joy. For the time being, ears hear melodies of the spirits over time's tumults. For the time being, hearts comprehend what minds but dully grasp. For the time being is all we have, for we are mortal flesh. Somewhere between the triumphant night of birth and the dark day of death we stand. Somewhere between silence of beginning and the eternal deathless silence of ending, we pause. For the time being is all we have for practicing the scales of rejoicing, for singing into the dark and unknown night, for flinging faithful tunes against the cold silence, for beating rhythms of the soul over the cosmic cacophony, for making melodies of meaning in the midst of senseless space, for drawing from constricted voices sounds of joy despite all sadness. For the time being is all that we have for practicing the joys and the scales of rejoicing.
In this happy season,
light in our hearts the light of joy. To miss the joy of Christmas is to miss its holiest secret. Let each of us bind into our Christmas that all is bright, warm, and joyful, the holiest and most precious of human qualities. Let there come into our hearts the wisdom to be for a little time a child, to warm ourselves by the fires of imagination, to learn the abiding wisdom in poetry and legend and in song. Let this be the season where wisdom and time are ours for the seeking and the asking, and where joy may abound. We'll now do hymn 245, Joy to the World.
Let us join into a time of reflection and thoughtfulness and prayer. The holy lies forever beyond our feeble images and stammering descriptions. However perceived and described by us, the entire cosmos emerges from and is embraced by creative holy acts. Our earth habitation is upheld. All humankind is graced with the gift of life, and we seek to hear its summons. There is another call, the joy, noisy, cacophonous whirl of our days and times lures us in. It entices us without cease with the promise of happiness and abundance. Behind this bright facade, it leads instead toward a realm of cynicism, turmoil, confusion, indifference, despair, spiritual illness, and the death of community. May we know that we are summoned to move in the ways of the universal commonwealth of life, discovered in acts of love, compassion, courage, justice, peace, joy, imagination, curiosity, wonder. We gather here tonight to offer thanksgiving for all throughout time who bring these human lights to serve our world. We offer our common gratitude for these gifts freely given to all of us. We too seek to be bearers of the light that creates and upholds the universal beloved community encompassing all humankind. Through our participation, the holy in life is present, manifest again and yet again. And now in silence, let us each continue in this spirit of meditation and reflection and prayer. Amen. Here is Carl Sandburg's special Starlight. The creator of night and of birth was the maker of the stars. Shall we look up now at stars in winter and call them always sweeter friends? Because this story of a mother and a child never is told with the stars left out? Is it a holy night now when a child issues out of the dark and the unknown into the starlight? Down a winter evening sky, when a woman hovers between two great doorways, between entry and exit, between pain to be laughed at and joy to be wept over, do the silver white lines then come from holy stars? Shall the newcomer, the newborn, be given soft flannels, swaddling clothes called holy? Shall all wanderers over the earth, all homeless ones, all against whom doors are shut and words spoken, shall these find the earth less strange tonight? Shall they hear news, a whisper on the night wind? A child is born, the meek shall inherit the earth. Shall a quiet dome of stars high over make signs and a friendly language among all nations? Shall they gather with no clenched fists at all and look into each other's faces and see eye to eye and find ever new testaments of human as sojourner and toiler and companion of fresh understandings? Shall there be now always believers and more believers of sunset and moonrise, of moonset and dawn, of wheeling numbers of stars and wheels within wheels? Shall plain habitations off the well-known roads count now for a little more than they used to? Shall plain ways and people held close to earth be reckoned among things to be written about? Shall tumult, grandeur, fanfare, panoply, prepared loud noises stand equal to a quiet heart, thoughts, vast dreams of our conquering the earth by conquering ourselves? Is there a time for ancient human genius to be set for comparison with the latest generations? Is there a time for stripping to simple, childish questions? On a holy night, we may say, the creator of night and birth was the maker of the stars. And now we come to that time in the service when we will light our individual candles, and I invite you to form a circle around the room, and our ushers will distribute the candlelight for us to share.
Thank you.
May our eyes open to see the stars' light, joy breaking through oppression and fear. May our ears open to hear the song's promise, peace overcoming confusion and strife. May our hearts open to receive the season's call, acts of comfort and love. And may our hands open to take up the unfinished task, works of justice and goodwill. Merry Christmas, everyone. Amen.